Current theories tell us that the universe and all that is in it began some 12 to 15 billion years ago in a super hot titanic detonation, the Big Bang.
For the last couple years, University of Michigan Exhibit Museum Planetarium Director Matt Linke has been writing and producing a new planetarium show.
It's not your typical gee whiz, blow up the universe kind of show, although we do actually blow the universe up at one point. I have to do that.
Despite the special effects, explosions, zipping comets, and the dome full of stars, this presentation is really a bit of a history lesson about women in astronomy.
If we look back far enough into history, even prehistory, who can tell what contributions might have been made by women of that time?
The show is called Women in Astronomy, A History. Linke says he was amazed when he first found out how big of an unsung role women played.
It's still one of those fields that, you know, you look at the classic science fiction movie, and the astronomer is always the guy who's going bald with the gray hair and smoking a pipe. And we wanted this show to point out the fact that over history there have been many, many sort of silent participants who are women who made significant contributions to the field.
The show is a series of vignettes about the life and work of 20 women. The show starts more than 2,000 years ago with the first known female astronomer, Hypatia, from 5th century Greece.
Her Thursday teaching sessions on astronomy and other subjects would draw crowds to rival those of any male scholar, something that did not go unnoticed by powerful men at the time. Theories about plots to remove her from influence, to silence her, have been debated for centuries. But this much is true. In 415 AD, at the age of 60, Hypatia was attacked by an angry mob on her way home from the library. She was dragged into a church, beaten, and killed, her remains destroyed by fire.
As the show demonstrates, the female astronomers who came after Hypatia may not have been killed, but their accomplishments and contributions to astronomy were often overlooked. One recent example is Jocelyn Bell.
In 1967, Cambridge University graduate student Jocelyn Bell, using a radio telescope she helped build, detected a signal of pulses so regular that some thought they were a sign of extraterrestrial life.
Officially, the pulses became known as pulsars, but Jocelyn Bell nicknamed them LGMs, for Little Green Men. By noticing the pulsars, Bell became the first person to observe evidence of the existence of neutron stars. A neutron star is the dense core that's left after a massive star explodes.
They were theoretical objects at the time. Jocelyn Bell provided the first observational evidence of their existence. In 1974, a shared Nobel Prize was awarded for the verification of the existence of neutron stars. Despite her groundbreaking work, Jocelyn Bell, the real discoverer of pulsars, did not share in the award.
Linke and the staff of the U of M Exhibit Museum hope this planetarium show will make the work and names of Jocelyn Bell, Hypatia, and the 18 other women featured a little more familiar to planetarium stargazers.
The planetarium space presents an opportunity for a kind of magical presentation of ideas.
Amy Harris heads the U of M Exhibit Museum.
This Women in Astronomy program is important because it gives an opportunity for both girls and boys to see and learn about women scientists and the important contributions they've made through history. It might inspire girls to pursue their interests in science, and it might help dispel some stereotypes on the parts of boys and people of both genders towards women scientists. And we feel that's an important contribution we can make.
Women have made significant contributions to astronomy since its beginnings.
The Women in Astronomy show isn't high-tech enough for the big planetariums in the major science centers, but its creator, Matt Linke, says there are a lot of smaller planetariums that are in need of shows, and the U of M Exhibit Museum will be offering this show at cost to other planetariums. Already, planetariums as far away as Scotland have expressed interest. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney. Over the years,